addition to our staff counsel, the two of them, and a person who just graduated from the Oregon Law School and is now in the Attorney General's office, who did a lot of work for me, we have put in a lot of lawyer hours on this bill to try and make Senator Meeker's concept into what at least I think would be constitutional. And we're going to hear in a moment from Senator Meeker, but that's been my concern from the beginning, and as you know, in the last session, that was my concern. And I think, based upon what I understand from the attorneys at least, that this bill does really accomplish something, and it doesn't do violence, or at least obvious violence, to the Oregon Constitution. So that's kind of where we are, and I appreciate everybody's work on this thing. Senator Meeker, come on up now and give us the benefit of your wisdom.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hendrickson.
Well, Senator Meeker, I just want to commend the chair and the people that have worked on this. I'm pleased to see that we've made progress. Just from my own statement for the record, I would prefer the age to be 18. I think 17-year-olds are still exploitable. And, but that's my own feeling. I don't know where the rest of the committee is on that.
And Mr. Chair,
may I ask the witnesses a question also as far as violations section on line 18, page 1, if there was any sympathy at all to raise that perhaps to a Class B felony, since that's the actual perpetrator of the crime and the one who, and allowing the Class C felony to remain so on page, or on line 26. If we could, in fact, differentiate.
I would, on behalf of the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, support that, Senator.
All right,
Mr. Chair. Would there be, would there be any question of constitutionality if the age were raised to under 18?
I don't think that impacts that issue.
I agree with Senator Hendrickson that there are a lot of 17-year-olds that are being exploited.
There are a lot of 17-year-olds that are married, too, with children. But, you know, we went all through this in the last session, and maybe the committee members remember my arguments. Senator Meeker, why don't you tell us what you think about this thing in its present form?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, first of all, Tony Meeker, State Senator, District 15. I wish to thank and let the committee know of my appreciation for the amount of work that's gone into this. It's obvious by the attempt to get it inside the Oregon Constitution that there has been a tremendous amount of work on the bill, and I think that it is an effort on the part of the ACLU, the part of committee staff, and the part of the district attorney's office in Portland to try and make something that will work.
Could you talk into that microphone so we can hear you?
Oh, excuse me. What I just said was thank you, everyone, for all the hard work. I think the bill is now something that will, in effect, change Oregon law, does away with the need to meet the obscenity test, which has been a very severe restriction to prosecution in this area. I do support the amendments as they're drafted with a couple, three changes. And none of these changes are new to the people that I've talked to about the bill. First, I would prefer to see the age 18 rather than 16. The almost all of the material that we have reviewed on this statute refers to the age of 18 nationwide. Secondly, and I think you've already talked about this change, is on line 16, the word another to any. I think you've already talked about that. Staff mentioned that. And then the other change would be I do support the change to a Class B felony in Section 3 rather than a Class C. Section 3 deals with the person who is making the material, who is inducing the subject. And I just feel that a heavier fine there, or heavier penalty, is deserved there other than buying and selling it. With that, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have to say. I do appreciate all the work. I know there's been a tremendous amount of work involved in these amendments.
Any questions, Senator Meeker? All right. I don't want to take a lot of time with the committee. I think you all heard my concerns before last year. This building got a committee because it was, I think, shot full of constitutional problems, and I hope we've covered those. But remember, I would appreciate, I've got, of course, no quarrel with changing another on line 16.
Unless I was going to make that motion just to get rid of that.
All right, let's get rid of that. No objection to that. And that's so ordered.
I'd like to ask a question about from the people around here.
Senator Lawrence.
In the definitions here, one of the things you can do now, I've heard over television, is you can call places and have a pornographic message played to you on audio. And I'm wondering what it would do, if it would cause any problems in this bill to add on line 17 after the period, take the period out and put or audio tape for reproduction.
I would think it sort of begins a whole range of issues about how to structure an approach to that. That really has nothing to do with the nature of what's been done here.
Well, does it? You're talking about making it unlawful to expose people to a certain kind of sexual acts by a person under 16 or 18.
I think you're going to have Rex Armstrong for the record. I think without going into that and giving a lot of thought, I think you're going to have a problem where you talk about, because audio refers to what people say. When you start getting into just speech, I don't know what you're getting at. In other words, that would have an audio component to sexual conduct, if it's conduct as opposed to statements that may be made.
You've got a definition here of conduct.
Correct.
And if somebody had were selling tapes that were tapes of your definition of sexual conduct, your point is if they're talking on the tape, then that's speech as opposed to conduct.
Well, no, but I have no idea that there is a market for conduct that's played over a tape that actually has children engaging in the conduct, so that the market is to hear a 14-year-old child where you don't see it. I mean, I would rather doubt that there is something like that happening. I think
okay.
It will take some time to go back and figure out how to address that. I don't know if this would be the way to do it.
Senator Marsh, Keith Marshenheimer, I think your observation is very pertinent. I'm not sure whether there's a market or not, but I don't see why the audio medium is any less of concern if somebody's pursuing it than the video. And I think that would support adding.
Well, just a minute now. Unless somebody makes a motion, you know, we're not, it doesn't make any difference really what you support or what you don't support, in my view. If somebody wants to make a motion, we.
I just think that would require a whole new hearings and everything, because this is all oriented toward visual, the whole idea of this obscenity law that we have is based on visual, and I just. Don't know how we could work on
it. Section six. The course of bona fide activities in these natures. One of the things that I've run into is that people who have photographs of certain things, who have gotten them through authorized channels, make liberal use of those. And I just wonder if you gave thought to any kind of restrictive definition of the word bona fide. The word bona fide, maybe that's the best you could do.
it's a provision that was suggested in phrasing by Senator Meeker, and I've had no role in that. I think everyone knows what's intended by that language, and I don't know if there's another way to address it.
Well, to get it on the record, at least, that means that somebody has a photograph that's been obtained in the course of an investigation of illegal activity that involves the conduct that's covered here in Section 2, the definition of sexual conduct. If they're showing those pictures to others for pay or under what other pay or give anything of value.
Senator Rice, I think that's...
If they're showing the record, around, I think it ought to show that if they're showing these things around for people's amusement, whether or not it's for pay, that should be against the law.
I think for purposes of the record, to explain what I would understand this provision to be intended to accomplish, it's to deal with people who, for example, would conduct a conference of professionals in psychotherapy and criminology and so on, and might well charge a fee for those people to come and look at these materials because that's the nature of such a conference. And it's that activity which is not promoting the industry nor creating those sorts of demands for the product. I mean, psychotherapists don't do it in order to get more pictures made, and it's designed to protect those people under those circumstances.
I understand that, don't have any trouble with it, but I'm just wondering, I don't want to slow things up here, but I'm just wondering if somebody is using those photographs outside the proper context, if you've got adequate coverage.
Mr. Chairman, if I might expand on that a little bit. The purpose of Section 6 originated out of the testimony of the original hearing. Two members of the committee indicated an interest in covering instructional and psychotherapy kinds of materials because it's being used in an educational process. So Section 6 addresses that issue. It is not meant, nor does it imply, to allow what Section 4 covers. It's an exemption for Section 4 and also Section 5.
Okay, somebody's got a picture, and it was used, say that the district attorney's office has got some pictures that somebody had that they were selling, and they get into the juvenile court procedures. Somebody that works in the juvenile court gets those pictures, and takes them out, and starts showing them around. I don't think that's covered unless they're selling them. But somebody paid
them. Oh, I don't think it is either.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Once they start to use it,
Senator Cohen.
Outside the education protected,
then it's not protected. I'm not sure. I have a question. I guess I want to say that we can try to cover everybody. We'll run back right into the constitutional problems and how you monitor it. And I guess I'd like to try to go with what seems to be reasonable that people have worked hard on. That's just my personal opinion. I'll say that now. Without any, I just don't think we're going to be able to. It seems to me it's a different charge in terms of misuse of property and all sorts of other things that you can do if you have to do it, if somebody's really doing it illegally. And if somebody doesn't do it, I don't know how you catch everybody in the world. Hopefully we can get a few people who are perpetrating this. That's about where I am.
Mr. Chair.
Counsel.
I this is iffy, but I think that conduct may be covered in Section 5. You'll see it says it is unlawful for any person to skip some of that intervening language and go to obtain photographs or whatever that are produced in violation of the laws of the state. I think that may cover that situation. Okay. Although, for instance, the juvenile court clerk could obtain it legitimately, it could also be interpreted as obtaining it illegitimately and excluding that defense.
Okay, fine. I don't want to spoil it. I just want to find out what was in this.
I guess the way I would interpret it is it, they won't violate the law as long as they have a bona fide reason and it's in the course and scope with their employment. And once they get beyond that type of behavior, then they would fall within that law.
The material would still be illegally produced, even in the hands of a law enforcement officer, or illegally transported across state lines.
Mr. Chair, I would move that on page 1, line 18, we change the Class C to a Class B. There, that is the manufacturer and the one that would profit the most.
Okay, let me, before I take that motion, Senator Simmons, let me ask Senator Meeker and the committee members. I think, Senator, you would agree that I've taken a personal interest in this bill and trying to get it ready so we can send it out. And I think that Senator Simmons' motion and your request is reasonable as far as that particular act becoming a more serious offense. I do feel somewhat strongly that we're trying to deal with the subject matter of child pornography. And I think when you get up to the age of 17, or 16 and 17, and maybe you're not dealing with the same kind of people. And so that's the reason I feel that I would like to leave this the way it is in the bill as presented at age 16. Would you have strong objections to that?
Mr. Chairman, if this committee does not alter the age, I will vote for the bill on the floor.
Okay. All right.
And the reason that I will, Mr. Chairman, is because the current law requires an obscenity test, which means that it's almost impossible to prosecute. That's why the thing was brought to you in the first place. It appears that the bill is headed toward what I would call a compromise position, and I'm certainly not going to jeopardize getting after those people because of 2 years. But that doesn't alter my preference.
Yeah, I understand.
For 18.
The council just...
I might to mention that Section 3, in addition to Senator Simmons' point that it does cover the people that do the manufacturing, my reading is it also covers people that observe that conduct. So I think the committee should be aware of that. It doesn't just cover the manufacturer.
But it's observing the live rather than the pictures, right?
Not necessarily.
So it could be observing motion pictures.
To observe a photograph
or a motion picture.
Yeah.
So if you want to consider raising the penalty, you should be aware of that.
I don't think that's the intended.
I think that's a misunderstanding of what's involved here. It's the person who permits, authorizes, or induces a child engage in the conduct such that a person can observe it or that a person can record it.
I'm
sorry.
Okay. That's good that we get that on the record, right. What that means.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea to get that on the record. Now, does anybody have any committee member want to express any resistance to my approach on this thing? But I just suggested.
Sure. I apologize for moving on, but I do think that under age of 18 is an appropriate add-on. I think that simply because of the physical maturity of 16 and 17-year-olders, they should be protected. As the bill now reads, it only protects those up to age 15, and I would...
No, 16.
No, it says under the age of 16. I would add the 16-year-olds and the 17-year-olds when they can do it, they do something else.
All right. Well,
is that Senator Simmons' motion?
Senator Simmons has moved to have Section 3 increased to a Class B felony. Yeah, that's his. That's
it's not the age issue.
No, we're just. No.
Go
ahead. So, all right. Well, Senator Simmons, I'll accept your motion. I guess we can take care of that. Is there any objection to Senator Simmons' motion to change from line 18 to Class C to Class B? That's so ordered. Now, I'd like a motion to send the bill out as amended.
Mr. Chair, I would like to test the committee to move the age shown from age up to age 18, 16 to read under 18 years of age.
Yeah, I'm That's not very responsive to my request, but I'll accept the motion. Senator Hamby has moved to change the age from 16 to 18.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hanks,
Chair's motion puts me in a difficult position because I want to get the bill. I also supported going to 18, but I'm sensitive that a lot of compromise has gone into this bill and still has, the House will have an opportunity to look at it, so.
Let's vote. I've got to go.
All right, call the roll on Senator Hamby's motion.
Brockman? Brown?
Aye.
Cohen?
No.
Bailey? Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
Wires?
Aye.
Fry?
No, motion fails. Now a motion to send the bill out as amended. Senator Cohen?
Yes, I move it to the floor with the due pass as amended.
All right, Senator Cohen moves Senate Bill 375 to the floor as amended with the due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Chair.
Senator Wyatt?
Wasn't the vote on that last motion 4-3?
It takes five to get a motion out of here, though.
It takes five to pass.
No, but motions are passed by a majority of those present.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the committee according to the committee rules.
Call the roll.
Mm-hmm. Brockman? Brown?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Wire?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye. Well, carries, and I appreciate, again, all the work everybody's done on this. And the meeting is adjourned.
Now, to the other official action.